everyone, and welcome to the Profane Argument Podcast, a.k.a. the Soaring Eagles of Freedom, for Tuesday, March 26th, 2024. My name is Ray, and along with me are...
I'm Karen.
I'm Jared.
This is Ian.
On this podcast, we talk about news, politics, and religious nonsense, and give our opinions from a secular point of view. If you'd like to join in on our conversation, you can sign up on our Patreon page, which will allow you to chat with us directly as we record on Discord Tuesday nights right around 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Where the hell is everybody, by the way?
That's a good question.
We've got Hezhen Gix and Hypatia. We're all set.
Okay. That's all we need.
Or if you can't do that, you could post something to our Facebook page or tweet at ProfaneArg. This week on the show, we will be talking about, I've got some Trump crony updates and chemtrails. Why are chemtrails back in the news?
Making a big comeback.
Real quick, I wanted to... I was caught off guard last week and was asked about whether or not Moses was real. And I just wanted to throw this in here real quick. Even on the Moses Wikipedia, it says, according to some modern scholarly consensus, the biblical person of Moses is largely mythical, while also holding that a Moses-like figure might have existed somewhere in southern Transjordan in the mid-late 13th century BC. Archaeology can do nothing to prove or confirm either way. And also, the official Torah commentary for conservative Judaism says it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter whether or not Moses was real. He was a folkloristic national hero, so it doesn't matter.
Thank you, Jews. I'll take that. I'll absolutely take that.
Sure. Like,
I didn't even know this was a, you know, is he, isn't he kind of thing. Unless am I confusing him with someone else? Isn't the story of Moses where he strolls into Egypt and defeats them with magic and then leaves with all the Jews?
Sure. Yeah, roughly.
That's not real.
Right.
He's probably not real.
That sounds like the Pied Piper. I think you're getting your fairy tales confused.
It's not magic. Duh.
Yeah, but substitute God instead of magic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought for a second you were suggesting that was some sort of natural parting of the Red Sea.
Oh, no, no, like,
no. No, I'm pretty sure it was magic.
By the way, I did witness a sermon where that was an argument that, you see... There's this area of the Red Sea that has a high base, like it's not very deep. And if it were to recede enough, people could cross there without, you know, actually getting wet really a whole lot. So that may have had something to do with it, but it was still God.
Mm. God made it not rain.
I've seen that very thing. The Red Sea being part trying to be explained by science, like on a really windy day. Where the moon is in this position, possibly the tide could go out just far enough to make it seem like it split.
Wow.
Meanwhile, there's also no evidence that there were thousands of Jewish slaves in Egypt at that time at all.
How dare you anti-Semite?
Oh, dear.
So if we're talking about historical, you know, stuff that can be really justified and verified. The whole story has got a lot to go. So in any case, I just wanted to throw that out there. First, actually, I wanted to cover a couple things in religious nonsense first. Since we started with Moses, let's continue on religious nonsense. Poland, the new, what is his title? There's a new Speaker of Parliament. He is part of Poland's ruling coalition. He has ordered the state auditor to investigate public financing for religious organizations, in particular, the Catholic Church.
Whoa, he's going to be killed really soon.
Yeah, have fun, buddy.
He knows he's in Poland, right?
He'd be better.
Yeah, isn't there like a big conservative movement going on over there?
A big Catholic conservative movement. Yeah, very right-wing religious.
Yeah, super duper. That's why I'm fearful for him.
He is a practicing Catholic.
Well, most of them are.
But he has repeatedly called for a stronger separation of church and state, and this would be the first audit of its kind in Polish history.
Hmm.
So I find it interesting. Like, what What's really going on over there? Is this going to end poorly for this guy, or is he going to actually make some progress?
Well, hold on a second. I took it the opposite way that it was meant, I think. Poland to audit state funding for religious groups, in particular the Catholic Church. I took that to mean that are we not giving them enough? Could we give them more? I didn't take it to mean that, you know, are we giving them money? Is it inappropriate for us to give them money?
No, he says that he signed it into order to do a review of financial flows between state and religious associations. He says that he, well, I have the right, and we all have the right, to know what public money is spent on. And after years of alliance between the throne and the altar, which left many of us a deep sense of disgust, it's time for the church and the state to return to their places.
Oh, so this is a good story. Okay, I'm on board again.
Which, again, is why I think he's in danger.
Yeah, that makes more sense. I thought maybe he's in danger
to the show, Karen.
Protestants? I don't know. Interesting. I misheard you and assumed the worst instead of the best.
Well, I mean, you heard elements of it. You heard Catholic Church. You should assume the worst. You heard state audit, and you're like, oh, no, Poland, this isn't going anywhere good.
Right.
Like, it's a fair conclusion to draw, but Jared has a small point. Also, welcome to the profane arguments. Things can go either way at any time.
This is true.
This next story quite clearly goes, there's no question about it. I figured I'd put these up front because we'll just start with some of the, this is the worst thing I've read in quite a while. Two Pakistani women have been sentenced to death for their murder of a teacher. So they were sentenced to death for the killing of a religious school teacher. A third participant, who is still a minor, was sentenced to life in prison. These two women, who it was their teacher, they're in their 20s. Their teacher was 18, which that confuses me a little bit. But they attacked her, they surprised her, they beat her with sticks, and then eventually slit her throat.
Hmm.
This was in retaliation for alleged acts of blasphemy, which the teacher committed in a student's dream.
Oh, what?
Why does this sound familiar? Did we talk about this story?
Not this story, but there was another one. I don't know.
There was another dream blasphemy?
Yes.
Wow.
I always refer back to the story out of some country in Africa where the guy's goat told him his neighbor was a blasphemer.
Right.
But I swear, like, either I'm having deja vu or we've just talked about so many of these fucking stories where somebody gets ridiculous information. So they're at least in jail and go and or in prison.
Oh, they're gonna be killed.
Okay.
Well, in theory.
Yeah.
So they committed the murder when one of their classmates told them about a dream in which she saw the teacher had committed blasphemy, and then in the dream was told that the killer would be given the glad tidings of paradise. So the two women were like, well, there we go. That's our ticket to, you know, beat and then slit the throat of our teacher.
Sure. And now they're going to be killed.
18-year-old religious teacher.
Right.
How?
So, Pakistan... Yeah, go ahead.
I just have so many fucking questions.
Well, Ray, were you worried that they were going to receive clemency? Or what makes you believe that they're not going to be killed?
So, the death penalty is allowed in Pakistan. They've regularly handed down the sentence, but there have been no executions since 2020.
Mm.
That's according to Amnesty International.
Okay, but they could be in jail for the rest of their life, at least.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I want some punishment.
Also, executions of women are not frequent even before 2020. Many female inmates have languished on death row for years, according to the article on Al Jazeera.
I'll take either.
Yeah, I thought death or a lifetime of suffering
are both satisfying.
I thought you were implying that they were going to be put in the government as.
Oh, that's unlikely. Yeah, I doubt they'll be walking the streets.
Oh, I mean, I know there are stupid people in America, which would imply that there are stupid human beings all over the world. But
yeah, look at your tattoo, dude. The one that says people are stupid. Yeah.
I should probably actually get that. But this is a level of you had a dream And in the dream, the person who did it was rewarded?
Uh-huh. Methinks I have a way to get out of this shithole, my friend.
Now, are they both sitting in jail going like, I hope that they're sitting there going, this didn't work. This doesn't seem to be working the way I thought it was going to work. Like, we're in jail. Like, what's going on? Like, is that running through their head?
I would hope.
I just have to know. What, like, someone interview them and be like, well, now that you've done it, do you think you were right?
Or did they kill her for, you know, other reasons? She, you know, winked at one of their boyfriends.
Right. Okay.
And they just said blasphemy because that will get them, you know, off.
And they made up the story about that. Okay.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know if that dream alibi is going to get you off, but.
But yeah.
Maybe just say you actually saw her do it.
Right. Yeah. That would seem to be more logical. I mean, actually have her say something blasphemous.
Yeah.
That makes it much more straightforward.
I mean, just snuffing out somebody's life on a whim, a young person like that, and just be, and I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now it's all four lives.
Yeah.
Sure. We've got one dead innocent teacher and three other young women who, best case scenario, will languish every day for the rest of their lives in prison.
Mm.
Best case scenario.
Bonkers. Exactly.
Ridiculous.
Yay, religion.
I have no transition for this, so hard cut. Let's throw on the brakes and move back to the U.S. and into the news. And who's headlining the news all the time for the last, I don't know, 10 years? Donald
Trump. 6 years.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Oh.
he's a sidebar at best.
Mm. Yeah.
So, update. Since last show, Trump was supposed to pay $464 million in a bond by Monday. Then he was given 10 more days and the amount was reduced to $175 million. Right. Why? I don't know.
He's rich and white. Can anybody tell me why this happened?
No.
Nobody can. I've been asking, like, I was going to lead with asking. I feel, like, both comforted and embarrassed that all four of us led with asking. Like, what? Because they said, and then a judge. What judge? What trial? Why did a random judge show up and say, I've changed the rules, listen to me? The other judge already decided that it's done. Where'd you come from and why? None of it makes sense to me.
Right. He didn't, the court of, some appeals court did not lower the amount of the actual penalty for being found guilty, just the bond amount. So if he puts up this $175 million, appeals, it goes to court, and then, you know, 10 years from now, it's found that, oh no, he's actually guilty. He still owes $464 million plus interest. The $175 million is just so that they don't go and take Trump Tower. That's all it does.
That's a lot.
Again, why?
Yeah.
The why, I don't know. The two-page ruling had no explanation as to why, so we don't know.
But it also included that he was not barred yet from doing business in New York, and neither were his sons.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, it was poorly worded. I couldn't quite figure out what they were saying there, but it sounds like, yeah, until the appeal is heard, yeah, they can continue on. I mean, there's a tiny sliver.
Appeal. Wasn't he proven guilty?
And he can appeal the guilty verdict. But he has to come up with a reason, though. He has to say, you know, why they were wrong, why Judge Ngoram was wrong. And good luck with that, because he was really buttoned down about the whole thing. The only tiny little bit of good news in this is that the state of New York no longer has to try to figure out how to get the money out of him. He's going to give them $175 million, which is, you know, a third of what they'll get ultimately, but it's a third at least. And they don't have to fight to get it. It'll just be handed to them. It's very small positive news out of it.
Meanwhile, homeboy's claiming he's got $500 million in the bank.
Yeah, yeah. What, he lies. So.
Honest Don?
Yeah. Oh, my favorite. They were, for some reason, like Sunday afternoon, a whole bunch of people on the internet decided to come up with a new name for him, and they settled on Don Porleone. Yeah, I like that. All right.
I find a little solace in people making fun of his situation when his situation just never goes bad. Like, he constantly just argues and argues and lies until he just works his way through.
I had that same... I was like, there is just no justice.
No.
I was just... hearing that, the needle hasn't moved one bit since the start of the story. I have no additional clarity.
No.
Other than Karen's sidebar about, hey, good news, everybody. It's just a really small bowl of shit that we have to eat. Aren't we lucky?
Well, no. Yeah. Because I was a little... So, basically, this is just like, look, give us this amount now, right? We won't take Trump Tower, and this will also afford you time for your appeal, as opposed to having to pay the full amount and then maybe one day get it back if he was found innocent in his appeal process.
Oh, or having to give some of it back, yeah. I mean, I think it's highly likely that once the appeals go through, he'll still be found guilty, but the dollar amount will be lowered. Maybe the thought is that it'll be lowered to about $175 million. I don't know. Yeah.
And again, I mean, people still want to vote for him. It's
crazy. Yeah. Well, the inequality and the rules for thee but not for me is infuriating.
Yeah.
Anybody else would be in jail.
That's where I started. Yeah. I don't know what rules you're referencing. I don't even understand what's happening.
Mm.
Like, so just he was found guilty and they said, okay, you owe this much. And when you owe this much, you have to put up this much bond to guarantee that this amount that you're being found is. So wait, then who's this judge? I don't understand. How does he need more time to appeal if some other random judge has shown up and said, I've appealed for you, you're not guilty, don't give us any money, give us this little bit amount, and you'll never have to pay us. No, I don't understand.
He's not found guilty. The only thing this ruling was about was the bond amount to prevent...
What ruling? If he's still working on an appeal, how is someone else making a third ruling? I don't understand.
They appealed the timing of I think it was just the timing. They said it's too much. We can't come up with it. Can you please give us more time?
So you can appeal each sentence of the ruling. Like, he can appeal the four in the 400 slot of the thing, and then he can appeal the five after that. What Jared just said that he needed more time to get his appeal together. His appeal's done. He won it. Good for him.
Well, no. No, he's not been found, or he has not been found not liable. He has just the bond amount, the whole bond amount. So
what if 175 million's too much? In my opinion, I'd like to change that.
Oh, yeah,
just show up and change it. I don't. Yeah. It's mystifying. Like, I don't have a base to stand on, and I'm just floating out in the endless ocean of confusion with this. Maybe a fourth judge will come along and say that judge's ruling wasn't appropriate, and it should be even smaller. And then the fifth judge will say it should be double.
Perhaps Ian, one of the prosecutors was dating another prosecutor on this.
Maybe they met once back at high school in a dance.
And as we all know, illegal. When two prosecutors are doing on the same case and dating, you're innocent. Don't you know?
I don't. I'm so in the weeds with Trump now. I think I've just got to move on from him.
That's why I'm not as enraged as you, because I'm like, I've given up. I've given up.
It just straight off the bat doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand judges. I don't understand the courts. I just know that I don't know. That's it. I don't know nothing. I need a timeout while Ray tells the next story.
Well, the next story isn't actually, I'm not moving on just yet. Another update to one of the other, his prosecution for, which one is it? Is it the paying
Stormy
the hush
Daniels?
Money? Yeah, Stormy yeah. Daniels is now set. They had made a motion to, again, get another delay. My understanding, I think I got this from Karen. My understanding is that his lawyers had made a motion to get another delay because they were hit with all of this evidence from the prosecution all of a sudden, and they need time to look at it. Meanwhile, the judge went, no, you asked for that information. It's been available to you before. You got it now because of you asking for it. You don't get to delay because you didn't ask in time.
Right.
But another judge can step in and go, yes, they can, right? And then he gets all the time he wants. Right, Ian? That's how it works, right?
Of course.
Not Judge Judy. Fucking, I don't know, whoever the fuck wants to say anything.
My understanding is you have to wait to be found guilty, and then you can go to an appellate court and have other judges come in. I'm not far from where Ian is, though. The frustration level is real
high. Yeah. I mean, this court case that's coming up theoretically on April 15th is the first actual criminal prosecution. So the rules will be slightly different, but.
Oh, so not even people other than judges can step in, like just like a janitor could be like, nope, he doesn't get to have to pay that much. And everyone's like, is that in the Constitution? I'd be like, no, it doesn't say anywhere that janitors can't stop fucking court cases. So I guess he can.
I thought the other New York stuff was, I mean, it was for fraud. So those are crimes. Why isn't that a criminal case?
Because they charged him civilly. Why? Wow.
We live in a capitalist country and making money can never be a crime.
I love did you see they were interviewing one of those, some billionaire guy? He's a Shark Tank guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Did you see that?
Kevin O'Leary.
Is that who it was?
That sounds right.
He's like, whoa, well, this is an outrage. Think of the investor community. Every single person in real estate does this. It's not a crime if we all do it.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, it is, dickhole.
I mean, there's... tax valuations on a house are different than sale valuations on a house. We all know this. That's fine. So there are two numbers. Got it. But you can't say that your 10,000-foot apartment is 30,000 feet. That's actually really lying, not just, you know, a different way of counting. Crazy.
Which is, you know, really lying, but
yeah, it is. Yeah, I don't perhaps if we knew somebody in real estate, he could explain why a house's tax evaluation would be different than its saleable price. But, you know, since I'm taxed on my tax evaluation, I tend not to put my hand up about it. So
are you referring to me, the greedy real estate agent?
Yes. Greedy, unnecessary real estate agent.
Greedy middleman who doesn't even need to be there.
Oh, dear.
All right. So the next story is still about Trump. The next few things are about Trump and his cronies. So there was a big thing about the RNC. And, well, you know, the RNC isn't going to actually help raise money directly for Trump's legal bills. That's not right. Yeah, okay, well, there's an article in the Huffington Post. Despite previous claims, there is a fundraiser next month that the Save America Committee, Trump has been using for that purpose for his own legal bills, is in fact receiving donor money from the RNC fundraising event. It is the fundraiser for a joint committee called Trump 47. Is going to be held on April 6th, according to the invitation. A chairman-level donation is set at $814,600. That's $814,000 per person.
Good Lord.
A host-level invitation you can buy in as a host for a quarter mil, $250,000 per person.
To do what? Go to a dinner?
Go to a dinner. To have a plate of food with the RNC people.
Buy influence.
Will there at least be a cardboard cutout of Trump there that I can put my arm around, take a picture?
For $814,000, there better be.
So the set donations, which I believe is like the minimum donation, is $6,600. Let me go back. So there was a supplementary document that states of the donation, the first $6,600 goes directly to the Trump campaign. The next $5,000 goes to Save America, which is the
Trump's
organization
pocket.
that's paying his legal bills. And the rest can go to the RNC and various state parties.
I mean, keeping in mind that most people that donate to the RNC and to this, you know, to fundraisers are small dollar donations. They're $5,000 at the, you know, kind of at the high end. Most of them, Trump donations are... Well, he has two classes. He has the ones that donate $816,000 and the ones that donate their last $25.75.
And the way that I'm reading this, if you donate anything less than $6,600, it all goes to the Trump campaign.
Yep. So the amount of money going to down ballot is going to be very small.
Boo-hoo.
Yeah.
I love everything about that story. I grew up through an era where the Republican Party was, by all accounts, a political force, even a juggernaut back in Reagan's days. And then, out of the blue, a bloated 80-year-old game show host walked up and said, "Give me everything or else." And each one of those feckless little cucks rolled over and said, "Yes, please don't hit me."
Yeah.
Every Republican listening to this, you are all bitches. Fuck each and every one of you, you stupid little bitches. That's all.
That's all.
Wait, I got something to say.
What cowards?
I got something to say. What do you just said?
Nah.
I mean, nah.
No, I can't nah that. That's a yeah.
Yeah.
What he said.
What? Absolute cowards. He yields nothing but loss after loss after loss after financial hit after financial hit. And they just keep, this is delicious. Give me more.
There's nothing they can do, Ian. There's nothing they can do. They are sitting there going, this is the monster we had created.
I can't believe this leopard ate my face.
No, not even that. Like, just like they cater to the dumbest fucking voter bloc. Which they created because their voting base was just dwindling away.
Yeah.
And now the monster is out of control because you're like, what about Ron DeSantis? And they're like, he doesn't hump the flag. I don't like him. Could he hump the flag a little bit more? Maybe I'd like him. I don't know. What about Nikki Haley? Whoa, Nikki?
She's brown.
Sounds like a woman.
Sounds like a person with tits, man. And we know people with tits, they can't think straight. Also, they should be in the fucking kitchen. So what else do you have? They're like, Donald Trump again? Hey, now you're learning dipshit. All right. That's all we want. And then they all go, Jesus Christ.
It's him or nothing, Ian. I want to say it was... There was a time, was it 88, when a very totally different but Donald Trump-esque candidate named Mr. David Duke ran for president, and it was a joke. Like, people laughed, and it was the way they used to laugh when Trump ran for president.
Mm.
They were like, nope, we don't need Nazis voting for us. We don't need KKK and white supremacists voting for us. We've got plenty of... But you're right. You're right. Then they got trapped. We got plenty of old rich white men. Those guys never die, right?
Yeah, that was pre-Fox, man. That's pre-Fox news.
Or the promise of, you know, we promise to stay out of your backyard. We promise to stay out of decision making. We promise to be, you know, the party of small government.
Mm-hmm.
How's that working out?
Bad.
Mm.
It's all started with the war on Christmas. Once that became like a thing.
They're like, started with trickle down economics.
These people believe anything. Jeez.
Yeah.
How's that congressional Republican majority holding up? What are they down to? One?
One. They're down to one.
Good job, guys.
And
you know what you should do? Get rid of the speaker. Keep trying. Do that old yarn. Play the hits, baby.
The last one to leave, set it up so that they couldn't reelect. Just appoint a Republican in his place. He's like, one day after the decision point, I'll leave that day. Middle finger. Like, all right, you're an ass, but good choice.
Yep. So another grift. Again, we're still in Trump. I don't know the details on this. I think I actually didn't read this, but apparently he's going to start selling Bibles, $60 a pop.
Oh, my God.
Yep. This link over here. It's Lee Greenwood.
God Bless the USA Bible?
Yep.
No way.
It's got the actual words for the song written out in the Bible.
Oh, nice. My goodness.
It's got a copy of the Constitution plastered into the Bible.
Oh,
marketing genius. Really is.
And he put on his social media site, Happy Holy Week. Let's make America pray again as we lead into Good Friday and Easter. I encourage you to get a copy of the God Bless the USA Bible.
Wow.
He knows his base, man.
Man. And so every part of that.
And good for him.
Lee Greenwood, a Bible, and the Constitution all wrapped up in one $60 package.
My
it's
least
amazing.
Favorite song of all time, combined with my least favorite person of all time, combined with one of the most problematic pieces of literature of all time. This is amazing. And for only $60, if only the $60 weren't going to Trump, I would get one.
Hey, I feel like that's a steal. That's a steal for all.
The website says it's easy to read, large print, slim design. It invites you to explore God's word anywhere, anytime.
Ooh, ooh, saucy.
Large print. They know their audience.
I'm going to have to pay that book some hush money.
Again.
Invite me to explore. Ooh.
You look at him and go, this is a holy man.
Yeah. Donald Trump. And they look at Joe Biden and they're like, yeah, guys, nope.
Yeah.
Devil.
Hates America. Yep. Hates America.
This is Donald Trump. He's the religious one.
What would be his answer if somebody actually asked him, what is the meaning of Holy Week? What happened that we are...
I don't like to answer that question. It's personal to me.
Yeah, personal the whole thing is sacred, Karen. Mm. Yeah. I like every day of it. Mm. It's the holiest of weeks.
I like the holy parts of it.
Does any one day in particular have special meaning for you?
Yeah, let's not drag this down with facts. Yeah, dude.
I like Friday because that's when I used to fire people.
And it's called Good Friday, so that's the good one, right? Yep, that's the good one.
I fire all the good employees on Good Friday.
Oh.
By my Bible. You know, I heard someone say that Joe Biden should start coming out to that proud to be an American song just to piss Trump off. Oh, and you see,
that would be amazing.
He's coming out to my song now.
Yeah.
Have you seen these? Like, I've heard that these rallies are fucking bonkers what they do. Like, they play that Lee Greenwood song. They play the J6 choir, right? And then Trump comes out and, like, salutes to it. There was some other batshit crazy thing they do. And then if you notice that towards the end of his speeches in the rallies when he's like, America's a wasteland, and I'm going to save it. They start playing, like, music over him.
Mm.
Like, while he's doing it, like that fucking QAnon, like, song, like music like that. Very ominous. He's like, the world is on a precipice. And it's like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Oh, no.
It's amazing. It is fucking amazing. Like, again, they know their fucking audience, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all simpletons, so it's pretty easy. Like, you know, the Liberal Party is like just a mess of fucking different ideas and nobody can agree on anything.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we're supposed to be.
Yeah.
So, Ray.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Are you still here?
No, I'm done.
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say, speaking of things that are both batshit crazy and Trump adjacent, this next story.
Yeah, please continue, because the Daily Beast has said that I've looked at this article too many times and isn't letting me look at it again without subscribing.
Okay, well then.
So yeah, Alina Haba?
I don't know. I haven't looked at this a single time. I was just reading the headline and trying to give you a segue.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it says that I can read it if I want. What's she up to?
Well, my understanding is that she's being hung out to dry because she failed to get Trump off.
Yep.
Now, which case was she on with it?
Well, in court, please.
Which one was she on for his lawyer for?
She was the lawyer for the both Eugene Carroll defamation trials.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
So, no, I thought she was... Was she or was she the... No, she was the $454 million one.
Well, in which case, then they shouldn't be mad at her, right?
No, I thought she was the Eugene Carroll.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I've lost track.
She could have been both. I don't know. He's running out of lawyers.
Right. But this story actually deals with something that happened before she was even his lawyer. So back when she was just somebody that hung out in Bedminster. That's it, Bedminster.
That's where he found her. She was a member of the golf club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were acquainted, but she was not his lawyer. Somebody that worked at the club complained because their boss sexually harassed them and was going to sue the Bedminster Club because they fired her. So she got a lawyer, and then Alina Haba went, oh, you need a lawyer? I will be your lawyer, young lady, and I will help you. And she got money, and it was like $13,000 for this girl. And then said, here, sign this NDA. I have taken care of you. It's all under control. But you know, here's this money, and it's all over now. Sign this NDA, and that, you know, that's all you would ever get. So it's a good offer. You should just take it, kind of thing. And
so, is this article just confirming that Haba is a scumbag?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't need reinforced, but okay.
I thought she did something wrong, and the golf club was hanging her out to dry.
Well, kind of both. Oh, we'll get to that part in a minute. So Elena Haba was terrible to this young woman.
So she cheated her out of a Trump make Trump happy thing, right?
Right. She did a make Trump happy thing. So this girl later on goes, "Well, what the fuck? I was gypped, and now Elena Haba is Trump's lawyer. Clearly, this NDA is bullshit. I was tricked." And she sued Bedminster at that point and said, "The NDA is bullshit. Give me what I'm actually owed." And Bedminster went, "Oh, shit, fine. Here's a whole bunch more money." Gave her $86,000 and said, "All right, here's the deal. Bedminster, person who was sexually abused, this is agreement between us, and Elena Haba is not part of this agreement in any way." Specifically laid out in the agreement. It says, "Elena Haba, you're on your own."
In regards to what? This woman's going to sue her?
Yes.
Oh.
And has an absolute right to.
Shocking that Trump turned on somebody.
Shocking, isn't it? It's amazing.
So I can't find who was his lawyers for the $450 million judgment, but Elena Haba was definitely in the Eugene Carroll trials.
Okay. Sure. That makes sense.
So she blew it. She blew that one.
Yeah. Yep.
And so now she's going to be on the hook for a lawsuit because she pretended to be a lawyer to somebody, and she was not acting on their behalf. And that's a big no-no.
Sounds like she's going to have a lot of legal expenses. I hope Donald Trump paid her.
Supposedly, she got paid up front $2 million, but I thought she did.
No, I said no.
Oh, okay. Okay. I think, okay. Whether she's got anything since then? Hard to tell. She does spend most of her time down in Mar-a-Lago nowadays, so who knows?
I'm sure she's going to be Secretary of Transportation when Trump wins.
Yeah, possible.
Yeah, we lost, but she's kind of hot, isn't she? You know? let's put her in the cabinet.
Yeah.
Another one of Trump's cronies, Peter Navarro, who I had to look up because I couldn't remember. He was a director of the U.S. Office of Trade and Manufacturing. I remember him talking and being on like CNN and whatever, but I didn't remember what he actually did. He is bound for prison.
He's in prison.
Oh, yes. Yes, he is. This article is from the 18th.
He's in for not talking, though, right?
Right. He defied a subpoena for the House Select Committee that was investigating the January 6th stuff. He just said he did the same thing that Scruffy Wears Three Shirts guy did.
Bannon? Yeah, I can't remember his name either.
Bannon?
Yeah.
Steve Bannon?
Yes. Yeah, Steve Bannon. Okay. He did the same thing Steve Bannon did, but for some reason his trial, his conviction for not complying with the subpoena went through faster. So, and he is in prison currently in Florida, I want to say. I'm following Anarchy Princess, and she is all over this story.
What?
Does it ever also trip you guys out that Donald Trump has so many criminally indicted associates that we can't keep track of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many.
So many.
Well, you're right. Navarro's a super throwback. Yeah. I heard Paul Manafort's name the other day, and I was like, whoa, I remember that dude.
He's bringing back all the old greats, man. Manafort, Corey Lewandowski, they're all getting back on board, man.
Bunkers.
I mean, who's that other guy? Oh, Stone. Is he in prison yet?
No, he got pardoned.
Yeah, he was pardoned.
Oh, that's good eating.
Roger Stone, tattoo of Nixon on his back. Oh, God.
I don't know if you have any more Trump stories left, but did you see how he won the golf tournament?
Both of them. Yeah.
The best part about that, so he put out a message saying that he won both, whatever, the seniors and the non-seniors golf
club
tournament
champion.
At the Trump golf, whatever. His name is on the place, and he won both. Okay. The best part about the whole thing is that Joe Biden's Twitter account tweeted out, "Good for you. Good job, Donald."
Good job, little buddy.
Well done.
He is truly Joffrey in real life, right? Like,
yeah,
that is like a baby thing to be like, oh God, just let him win or he's going to complain. You know?
He cheats. Sure. I mean, somebody wrote a book about how he cheats in golf. Oh, yeah. He has the fastest golf course out there. So he drives up to the tee before anybody else can get there and he moves his ball.
Well, also, remember that one time he was going to be in the tournament, but he missed the first round and he was like, well, I would have scored this and gave himself the score.
Nice.
So I'm wondering, is this a thing where like people go into this tournament and throw it or he cheats?
Yes, and yes.
Or did nobody really show up?
He's golfed by himself. Oh, no, yeah. There's plenty of sycophants there kissing his balls. So
I'm the best golfer and the best president.
I mean, the sad thing is supposedly he's actually not a bad golfer, but that's not good enough. He has to be the best golfer. And the only way he can be the best golfer is by cheating and having the sycophants bow down to him. It's King Jong-un, Kim Jong-un. And, you know, the first time he went to play golf, he, you know, hit a hole in one at every hole. It's that level of crazy.
I'll have to ask my Trump-loving friends if they think he's really good at golf.
Now, I am not a golfer, but my father was, and I've watched a whole lot of golfing. I've also seen Trump at the tee, and I don't think he's a great golfer. Like,
I wouldn't say he was great.
I'm with Ray. I also don't know a ton about golf, but his swing is super awkward and short.
Yes.
Mm.
Like, his fat, stumpy little body kind of whips into it, and it just looks like a mess. But again, this is coming from someone who knows barely anything about golf, so I could be assessing it totally wrong, and my hatred for Donald Trump is just blinding me.
That is true. I am biased.
His golf scores are underclassified now, and if any golf course releases them, they will be sued.
Absolutely.
Much I like mean, his and grades and, you know.
Right. Well, we wouldn't understand them anyway. It's a very complicated golf score audit, and he just can't release it to the public.
He's playing 4D golf. You know what I mean? Like, you know, he's bouncing it off trees and shit you would never think of doing.
He's Happy Gilmore-ing it?
Yeah.
Man, baby.
Moving off Trump.
Mm.
On to the Supreme Court. Was it today they heard arguments about the mifepristone pill?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yes.
So my understanding, there's an article about this. This article was written prior to the hearing, but it's on USA Today, and it's discussing how this will give the Supreme Court a chance to move toward a national abortion ban, which it would. However, my understanding is it seems like the justices are leaning away from banning this pill.
That's what I got from what I heard.
Yeah, one of the biggest things they had a problem with was the people that were complaining about it didn't have standing. So I think they're going to use that as their excuse to not do anything.
Which that's fine. That sounds reasonable.
Mm. I mean, one of the main questions was who has been injured and why are you bringing this case to us? Who's the injured party? And they're like, women? Like, no, you can't say that.
The babies.
That's the only answer, yeah.
So, but the argument, from what I understand, was based on the 1873 Comstock Act, which we discussed before. This was named after the guy Comstock, who was in New York and saw all of the, like, prostitutes and pornography, and he was like, that's what's causing the downfall of our country in 1873. And he decided to try and make a move toward politics and convinced politicians that you shouldn't be able to transport pornography over state lines. How's pornography defined? As anything that he thought was pornographic.
Lewd or lascivious material. Yeah.
Right, which, again, that's completely subjective. So, they were trying to use the Comstock Act as a way to stop an abortion pill from crossing state lines.
In the mail, yeah.
Yeah.
Mailing specifically, yeah.
It was a weak argument to begin with. But again, with our Supreme Court, who knew which way it was going to go?
Yeah, but it's funny because the ones I heard that were eyeballing this and asking the most questions were Gorsuch and Tony Barrett.
Yeah.
Right.
I think basically their beef with it is come up with a better argument. We'll pass it if you give us a better argument. This is not good enough. I don't know why they heard it at all. If they didn't think they had standing, they should have just didn't have written an order saying, you don't have standing, go away, we're not going to accept it. But whatever. I think it was to give them instruction as to how to do it better next time.
Quite possibly.
Mm.
Oh, guys, this is going to pass. Don't be ridiculous all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I've known you guys for most of my life.
Yep.
They're absolutely going to ban mifepristone and then put in a nationwide abortion ban.
They're going to try like
why
hell.
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
No, seriously, why wouldn't they? What's going to happen if they do?
Yeah, there's no consequence for the Supreme Court. Like,
yeah, 100%. They're good.
Yeah.
Now,
right,
they're going to be thoughtful and apply the law this time.
There will be consequences for other Republicans.
Yeah.
Not as much as we would like. And right along with that, there's an article in the Daily Beast, which it let me see this, no problem, about an explosion of women ditching birth control due to misinformation. The misinformation is along the lines of the pill will cause you to gain massive amounts of weight. The pill will cause it so that you can never actually have babies. All sorts of bullshit like that. I forget what the other thing was. There was another one that was a big... But in any case, none of those things are actually true. Mm. But apparently, well, and there's an article in the Washington Post talking about it. Doctors running into women saying, I don't want to use the pill because of this, this, and this. And it was all just complete bullshit. So,
I mean, some of those stories have been around since, you know, birth control went on the market.
Sure.
I mean, the difference is TikTok.
TikTok making it easier to get the bullshit out there.
Yeah.
And not just TikTok. I don't want to just blame that.
Sure.
Yeah. YouTube can take some of that blame.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right.
I don't think Facebook can if you're talking about the kids, but...
But again, I think audience. This is another move to keep women barefoot and pregnant and in the kitchen and at home and out of work.
Yeah, stop them from running for president.
I don't understand why this is such a big thing for the Republican Party, but it certainly is.
Because if my wife makes more money than me, it makes my pee-pee feel smaller. And then I cry. So I need to beat my wife and go to alpha male camp for $17,000 where I can be taught how to be an alpha male. And then my small pee-pee feels like a big pee-pee.
What was the guy that was arrested in
Andrew Tate?
Hungary? Yeah, Andrew Tate. Gonna follow Andrew Tate on YouTube and learn about how to deal with my woman.
Yeah.
You're not gonna follow Ben Shapiro?
Oh, and Ben Shapiro, sure.
Ben Shapiro, who told me I should work till I fucking die at my desk?
Yeah, that was his most recent thing. Yeah, you shouldn't retire when you're 65. What are you doing?
That's fucking stupid.
Work till you
drone
die.
Till you drop dead in the office.
Nothing made me more happy about leaving my job than hearing Ben Shapiro say that I shouldn't.
Yeah, it must be nice, huh? Fuck off, Ray. Fuck off, Karen.
I mean, you're really just a useless middleman, so might as well.
I know, yeah, I might as well be, yeah. Right.
Other things in politics, state politics, Tennessee, a lawmaker has proposed legislation banning chemtrails.
Yeah!
Did he also, put through legislation to ban Bigfoot and the leprechauns from running for office? Like,
and more than that, the Tennessee Senate passed the bill.
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't just a proposal by some Yahoo. We'll get to that in a minute. This is the Tennessee Senate actually went, yeah, chemtrails, that sounds bad. We should not do that.
Why not? Fuck? Why not do it? It costs them probably no money, and it makes their fucking idiot base happy.
Yeah. Make it against the law to dispense chemtrails over Tennessee. And what precisely, how are you going to enforce this?
I can't imagine the phone calls they'll be getting all day. I see a chemtrail over my house.
Yeah. Yep.
911.
Chemtrail.
The plane sort of looks like silver-ish. That's about all I can make out.
It's directly above me now.
Now.
Also, could you put a law in banning Sharia law in Tennessee?
Yep.
And also that we will support Israel no matter what.
And for those, actually, I suppose we should actually back up. For those that have not heard of chemtrails, they are different as opposed to regular aircraft? Contrails. Contrails, it's the same thing. Oops, sorry. Bounce. A contrail is just, you know, exhaust and moisture coming out of the back of an airplane. Sometimes they hang around. some people believe that the ones that hang around are actually not just contrails, but they're actually chemtrails or chemicals being dumped on us by the government for weather control, mind control, whatever. They've got kinds of crazy concepts.
Keep you subdued.
So they actually believe that people are doing this, and they wrote a law, passed it in the Senate, to prevent people from crop dusting with chemtrails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just so that he doesn't get left behind, Mastriano in Pennsylvania has proposed a bill to combat chemtrails rooted in the conspiracy theory and climate science. So,
yes, you mean our real governor?
Did he blow the chauffeur before he made this?
Did he blow his chauffeur? What?
Chauffeur.
I know exactly what Jared said. Okay. I just wanted to have an image in everyone's mind of Mastriano blowing his chauffeur.
Ray, I am not discounting both things being true.
That's right.
Right.
More than one thing can be true at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he is a state senator still.
Mm.
He has proposed a bill. I don't think this is passing the Pennsylvania.
Probably not.
See, there's a state senator really working for the people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Really making changes.
Oh, he says idiot. That
his proposal will guarantee the right to clean air, pure water, and to the preservation of natural, scenic, historic, and aesthetic values of the environment. Doesn't give
also
a shit about
the ban the EPA while we're at it.
Right. Doesn't give a shit about companies dumping toxic chemicals, but the imaginary chemtrails. Got to get on that.
Yep.
Oy.
I was going to say, how does he know that the chemtrails aren't, well, they're not spraying, like, I don't know, chupacabra repellent. That's what's really keeping us safe. How does anybody not realize that this all just stems from, at some point, someone mispronounced contrails and was so embarrassed they followed it up with this chemtrail nonsense and it caught on?
God, are you telling me that's how this got started?
Oh, 100%. That's how so many things get started.
Yeah.
Oh.
Even things that aren't conspiracies. I am 100% certain that's how that got. The first person who walked out of their house with an afro pick stuck in their afro didn't do it intentionally.
Nice throwback.
Thanks.
The chemtrails thing has actually been around for a very long time.
It's a classic.
Yeah. This is an oldie but a goodie. I've had serious people look me in the eye, well, what I thought were serious people at the time, and say, I'm really worried about the chemtrails. I mean, we need to do some more research about that and find out what's going on. I'm like, boggle.
Did you give them a firm handshake and say you should run for state senate?
What is it with people? There are so many real things you can be worried about.
Yeah.
So many.
We got to invent certain other things, too?
Yeah.
Well, the real ones are bummers. I don't want to talk about those.
They're no fun.
Hey, here's a real one. West Virginia actually has decided to address a real problem. The governor has just signed into law that certain sexual assaults against a spouse will now be criminalized. The idea of you sexually assaulted your wife, but your defense is we're married, is not going to fly anymore. It did.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, it did?
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Back in the Stone Ages of 2023,
yeah.
The ultra-progressive West Virginia.
This law removes marriage as a defense to first and third degree sexual assault.
Right. I'm sorry, gentlemen, you can no longer rape your wives in Virginia. Or West Virginia.
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
You're going to have to come up with a better reason.
Yeah, when I first read this headline, West Virginia governor signs law removing marital assault exemption, I went, what is West Virginia doing? And then I read it and I went, oh, well, they're making it better. I'm like, well, wait a second. It was legal to sexually assault your spouse in West Virginia. So it was a roller coaster for me. Yeah.
Now, gentlemen, you can rape your wife if she says she's thinking about running for president. But you cannot otherwise. Do it just because you're married to her.
Right.
I'm clearly doing a Kentucky accent, by the way.
I wasn't going to stop it.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good. Where are we at? Wyoming is the next state.
Oh, God. What have they done?
This is on the Cowboy State Daily. Education savings accounts So there's it's kind of a long story in this article. Like, they do it as a story instead of just cutting right to it. But the idea is that it is in Wyoming, it is now really under debate as to whether state tax money that is supposed to be headed toward schools is going to be going to privately funded scholarships. So low-income families have been able to get these scholarships in order to send their kids to school, just to pay basic tuition. But now anybody is going to be able to get these tax dollars.
Grants?
And yeah, it's basically a grant. You sign up for it. It used to be you sign up for it and say that, you know, what your annual income is in your household, and you can get money for your kid to go to school. But now that money is going to be able to be given, grabbed by anyone, even the ones who are sending their kids to the expensive private schools.
Oh, nice.
Yes!
Which will really hit the public schools, as you can imagine. Yeah. Because, you know, they're way too overfunded, I guess.
It's a funny thing about Republicans. They can always find money for the rich people. They never find money for the poor or the starving people. I mean, they're talking about getting rid of SNAP benefits and Social Security and Medicare. But, you know, and give tax cuts to the rich. Not a problem. I don't see a problem with that. Why would we go after all the rich people that haven't paid their taxes?
Especially in Wyoming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if there is one thing that Wyoming is known for, it's for densely populated, rich urban areas. They don't have any ranching, farming, rural interests, and poor people out there whatsoever. This makes total sense. Mm.
It's called the Cowboy State Daily. Like,
that's where I get all my news.
Oh, shocking.
And yeah. Then over in Montana, the Montana Supreme Court has ruled that the abortion ballot proposal can proceed.
Oh.
The Planned Parenthood advocates of Montana, they were accused of log rolling the this proposition, which log rolling? I don't quite understand what that is. It's some way they were being accused of faking people signing their petition to get this on the ballot.
Oh. Huh.
But the Supreme Court has ruled that they did nothing wrong, so their petition is valid, so the abortion ballot proposal will, it seems, likely be on the next ballot in Montana.
Interesting.
That makes the most sense.
Yeah.
So once again, the Republicans have said, we want abortion to be illegal. And the people have said, no, we want abortion to be legal. And the Republicans have said, well, then voting for legal abortion is illegal. And
disagree with us is illegal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talking about
so
it.
So now the next move is to make this proposition. No. Oh, sorry. The next move is to make it so that this proposition requires, what, 3/5 majority to pass, not just a simple majority.
Exactly. Right. That's what they tried in Ohio.
Yeah. Why not use that as a boilerplate for every of these? This is what they're trying now. Jesus.
Didn't work in Ohio, but.
No.
Not to stop them from trying, and keep trying.
Yeah.
All right, that's all I have in the state news. I did want to mention this week's Consumer Health Digest from the quackwatch.org. Couple things in there. There was a report on the deficiencies of the United States state medical boards. If you watch John Oliver, this will hit home. John Oliver had a whole episode a couple weeks ago about state medical boards and how people, doctors who shouldn't be doctors, end up killing people and then just moving from state to state because the state medical boards don't talk to each other. There's no requirement for them to do background checks on doctors moving into a different state. Slow deliberations, lack of funding, all sorts of. And apparently there's a thin blue line on state medical boards because they have to have so many, they're filled with doctors, and the doctors are like, well, I don't want to be accused of this sort of stuff, so obviously I'm going to just side with the doctor in this case. In any case, that is in the, there's an article about it in the Consumer Health Digest, very, very interesting. And also in there is a kind of a summary on ice baths.
Well,
this is something that a lot
I noticed that being a thing lately.
Yes, this is something that a lot of athletes do. They do, like, muscle training, and they hit an ice bath because it improves alertness and concentration, and the cold activates the metabolism and strengthens the body's immune system, immune response system. That's pretty much bullshit, according to the Skeptical Inquirer. The ice water, the cold immersion, actually blunts any strength gains that you get from exercise. It prevents the muscles from building. Like, the whole idea behind strength, building strength, is you injure your muscles. You put your muscles through the paces, and it injures them, and then it increases the production of muscle tissue, so you increase muscle mass. When you immerse yourself in ice water, studies have shown that it halts the production of muscle tissue. So, there you go.
But will it make me more
super effective?
But will it make me more alert?
Momentarily.
That'll wake you up in the morning.
You'll be super alert.
As opposed to a cup of coffee. What should I do? Coffee or a brisk ice bath?
Step outside of your house for a minute and have a cup of coffee.
There you go.
Cool air and caffeine. That'll do it.
So, ice bathing, not really recommended. I mean, I'm sure that there are times when it's not harmful. But if you're doing exercise to gain strength and then immediately going to a cold water immersion, you're not helping yourself.
Yeah. I mean, what is it? The Swedes have, you know, get in the sauna, get in the frozen ocean, get back in the sauna thing. I'm sure they do it for some reason, but.
Yeah, it makes you high.
Does it? Oh, endorphins high?
Oh, my God. I once, in the dead of winter, my friend had a hot tub out in the snow, and they're like, listen, if you really want to get the good experience, strip down, roll around in the snow, and then get into the hot tub.
Mm.
So I did that. And as soon as you hit that hot water, it's like you are fucking high as shit.
Huh. Endorphin high. Sure.
Yeah, like, I had to, like, what the fuck is going on? Like, my eyes were rolling in the back of my head. They're like, yeah, you want to take some Xanax while you're at it? I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll try some.
All right, and the last thing that I have is a final story. It is from the New York Times. It's called Piety and Profanity. The Raunchy Christians Are Here. The Conservative Dad's Real Women of America 2024 pinup calendar is out. The models are influencers and aspiring politicians familiar to the online pro-Trump right. Dana Loesch is in it. She's just holding two guns, so I don't know how that's a real pinup. But then you've got, how do they describe some of these? There's a woman with an ad for the woke-free beer in a strapless dress. There's Bethany Bartlett working out, Riley Gaines in a bikini. There's some woman named Josie, the red-headed libertarian, standing in like a mini skirt with a cross hanging on the wall behind her. I don't think it's weird and freaking me out. It's a pinup calendar published by the Woke Free Beer Company.
That's going out of business, right?
Which was hastily launched as an alternative to the Bud Light when Bud Light went woke.
Yeah, but aren't they going out of business right now?
I don't know.
Well, I heard beer? That they were losing money because people are like, this beer tastes like fucking dog shit.
I wouldn't doubt
hey,
it.
I'm so looking at all these months. But... You know what I've noticed? There's not one black chick in here, is there? Or is there
weird.
One?
Huh. Not even light brown?
I'm looking at a very small photo. But
so the article is not just about the pinup calendar, but also about the idea that this is the kind of Christians that are behind Trump.
Mm.
A little raunchy, a little get away with whatever we can. Not really the what we used to think of as Christian. And
well, I heard that some of the actual Christians were like, this is a little too saucy for us.
Mm. Yeah, I would imagine. Sure.
Probably.
Especially the one with the cross in the background. They're like, whoa, put on the brakes here. And then the Joe Rogan crowd was like, get fucked. We have money and we're tech bros and we're voting for Trump.
And I like that these Christians are to real Christians as Trump is to real Republicans.
Mm,
yeah.
Like, it's just they're the perfect fit for one another.
By the way, this looks like the laziest fucking photo shoots. Like, were they just doing, like, one and done and slap it together and be like, okay.
Did I mention it was...
No extra outfits, no poses.
Did I mention it was published by the Woke Free Beer Company?
No, they had enough money to start a beer company. How hard is it to make a fucking calendar? Conservative dads. Oh, God. Dudes, first of all, why is anybody buying a calendar of women like this? Like, again, just buy a normal calendar that you won't be embarrassed when people come to your house, and then go look at naked women on the internet when everybody's gone. It's very easy. We don't need to go find porn in the woods anymore, boys. It's at our fingertips at all times.
Well, unless you got an accountability buddy, that makes it harder.
That's true. But that was a choice you made, so I can't help you there.
True. And who has physical calendars anymore?
Dipshits like me who don't know how to use the ones on their phone.
Okay. Fair enough.
I was going to say, dipshits like me who need constant reminders of what sort of school activities and other such things that their child is involved in.
Those are things you can put in your phone, Ian, but...
Oh, no. The school sends them home for me, and I just put it up on the refrigerator.
Yeah, I mean, believe it or not, it is 100 times easier for me to lean over and just write on a calendar than it is to go look it up on my phone, find the day, and I'm just like, I'll just write it right down real quick.
Fair enough. We are still, I mean, of the generations that writing things down helps us remember, so.
Yeah.
I wonder if that...
Jared, do you know what my takeaway from this last story was? And it's something that you mention often, and I think this really seals the deal for me. The day of the true believers is over.
Mm. Yeah.
Everybody is just a sick, hedonistic, gross little monkey, and they just pick their, you know, disguise. These people don't believe in God. They don't believe in Jesus. They don't believe in any of this shit.
No.
They just want you to think that they do so they feel less guilty about jerking off to a woman holding a gun? Like, that's not religion. That's just sad, and I don't want to kink shame, but it's a little weird.
Now, I would say that I think that there are true believers, but they are, for the most part, stay at home and don't make a spectacle of themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's just say the true believers that are out and about and in the public.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, these aren't them.
No.
These are just a parade of charlatans.
They see religion as a grift and a con, much like Dr. Venkman sees science as a grift and a con. You know what I'm saying? Well, Ghostbusters not for those of you who went to go see the new movie.
I have not yet. All right, that is all I've got. You guys have anything else you wanted to mention?
No, sir.
Okie doke.
No, the only thing I have is, did anybody see the picture of Kimberly Guilfoyle in Mar-a-Lago? It was a couple days ago. I'll post it in the Discord after, because she looks horrible.
More so?
That's how Trumps like their women. Very plasticky, you know, and cat-like. Plasticky and cat-like.
Yeah, I'll have to find the picture and we'll post it, because it's worth a Google. Or, you know, drop in the Discord and see, because, I mean, she looks sad. She's, like, holding her arms crossed across her stomach, and she looks sour-faced, and she looks sad and bad.
Huh. Well, she's an evil woman.
She is.
I will counter that with, I don't think she's ever looked good, so.
Absolutely
I'm sure
true.
I'm sure at one point in her life before she got tons of plastic surgery, she was probably somewhat pleasant to look at.
You mean when she was married to Gavin Newsom?
Yeah, when she was hanging out with Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
Then he broke her beautiful heart, and she became a horrible witch monster.
All right, I'm going to start wrapping it up.
Okay.
Do it, Doug.
So that's all we're going to have for this week. I want to start off by thanking our patrons for supporting the podcast, especially Hazen Gixon and Hypatia, who could be here tonight. We do appreciate the comments and the feedback. If you are a patron and you don't join us on Discord, I still do appreciate it. You help support, offset all the costs, keep the podcast going. If you enjoy the podcast, you can support it by joining them, signing up on our Patreon page, or you could share the podcast on social media, leave a review for us wherever you happen to listen, repost the podcast on SoundCloud. Any of these things are they're great. Help the podcast get a little bit more love. If you'd like to contact us, you can on our Facebook page or by tweeting @ProfaneArg or sending an email to godless@profaneargument. Also, I'd like to encourage people to check out the soon-to-be-named network. You can go to soontobenamednetwork.com And that'll get you to a whole slew of different types of podcasts.
And who doesn't love a good slew, right?
Again, thanks for listening, and until next time, all right?
I'm Karen.
I'm Jared.
This is Ian.
Thank you. Good night. And may your God go with you.